You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry. I'm the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. And today, we're going to talk about the 1% principle. You can't improve 100% of your life today, but you can improve 1% in several areas of your life today. If you take this approach of small continuous improvement, of making lots of tiny little changes on a regular basis, over time you'll be able to upgrade many aspects of your life, and over time you can be in an entirely different place. There are countless studies that tell us that people resist extreme change. That is to say that if you think you can wake up one morning and become a highly disciplined individual, well, you're in for a big surprise. In order for change to be successful, it needs to be incremental. And it must become part of your daily life in the form of tiny new habits. So look for small changes you can make in your lifestyle that can help to serve you in some tiny way in improving your life. These small 1% changes could be so small that they are relatively painless to implement. But no matter how tiny they are, if you'll stick to them, you'll begin to see small positive results that will encourage you to continue and inspire you to add a new one here and there. These 1% changes create small wins, and small wins help you feel like you're accomplishing something. An accomplishment equals success, and success is very motivating. If we focus too much on an intimidating to-do list, we feel like we'll never get there. That's why smaller wins are so important. They give us motivation to keep us going, which creates momentum. Small wins can seem difficult at first, but once you achieve that first one, the other one seems to fall quickly into place. You will become more and more motivated, and the wins will just keep coming. Did you know that any change you experience is perceived as a threat by your brain and can stop you from taking action? And the way to avoid triggering that fear is to make the change so small that it's literally impossible for you to fail at it. This is also known as a micro-commitment, a small incremental baby step you can take to move forward without feeling fear around taking an action. Small wins break bigger goals into small, manageable pieces. They're effective because they reduce your stress and give you baby action steps to follow. So, you can't improve 100% of your life today, but you can improve 1% in several areas of your life today. Hey, I'll be right back with a fascinating University of California study on this topic after this.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. Here's the behavioral study I promised to tell you about. UCLA behavioral scientist Dr. Robert Maurer found that any sort of change a person experiences, good or bad, is perceived as a threat by the brain and can stop them from taking action. Therefore, the ideal way to avoid triggering that fear response, as I said earlier, is to make the perceived change so small that it's literally impossible for someone to fail at it. This is called a micro-commitment, a small baby step someone can take to move forward without feeling fear around their action. A micro-commitment is an easy-peasy action step that won't be dreaded or avoided. It's something that won't seem either painful or even uncertain to you. So what very small thing can you think of that you would absolutely be willing to do either right now or at some point today? You'll have a small win to celebrate before you micro-commit to the next one. I double dare you to do it today.